This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started.
And welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, your host, and today I'm here with Carol Top CPA with the Dollars and Cents Show, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself as well as her show. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Felice. How are you today?
I am great, and I'm really excited about your upcoming show. But first of all, I have known you for some time, and I also have the pleasure of being your publisher on one of the titles that you've written. So I know a lot about you, but a lot of people listening may not know anything about Carol Top. So we're going to start there, Carol, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm calling today, talking to you today from my home in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I live with my husband. We've been married 29 years, have two daughters, both in college, and both are homeschool, high school graduates. I homeschooled for 14 years, and I really loved all of it. I really did. I took them all the way through high school, and I kind of miss them now. I kind of miss homeschooling, but I keep my fingers in homeschooling through a couple of different things. I am a CPA, Certified Public Accountant. So a couple years ago, about 7 years ago, I launched a website called Homeschool CPA. That's how I help as a CPA. I help homeschool leaders and homeschool organizations understand what they should be doing about the IRS and taxes and running the money side of their business. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun doing that. And then that kind of grew into other things, and that grew into other things. And the second big project I launched in about 2010 was a book series called Micro Business for Teens. And this stemmed out of some homeschool teenagers that I knew that were starting their own business and doing very well at it, but needed the advice of someone like me, an accountant. And when I started looking for information to help them, I realized there wasn't really a good set of books out there. So I thought I needed to write them, and I did. And then the most recent project is the one you and I did, which was a book called Business Tips and Taxes for Writers. Since you were an author and now I had become an author, I again took that accounting knowledge I have and dumped it into a book to help self-published authors or traditionally published authors and bloggers and people like that understand the business side of their writing business.
And that's so great. In fact, just the other day I was in a bloggers group, and the question came up again, you know, is there something that can help me with taxes and business tips and things like that? So someone tagged me in that group, so I would see that post, and they said, I think Felice can help you. It's a great book. And so you took the homeschool journey, enjoyed that. I love to hear you talk about it, Carol, because I'm still in it for many, many years. And so I had to regain my enthusiasm at one point, but I've been doing it for now more than 20 years. So I stopped counting. You know, I give people my start date and let them do the math at this point. it is such a wonderful experience, and I'm delighted that you've decided to join us with the radio network here and host your own show. And, you know, you're going to be bringing a lot of expertise into this show, not only as a CPA, but also as a parent and with all the work that you've done in micro business for teens. And, you know, something that I'm really excited about, and, you know, you're not the type of person to brag, so I'm going to do that because I'm just so tickled every time I think about it. But you did a show for PBS, so tell us about that.
Yes, I did. When I wrote the micro business for teens book, I self-published them, and part of it, you know, the responsibility of self-publishing is you have to publicize. I hired a publicist. She sent a copy of the book to a public television station, a PBS station here in Ohio, and they called and they said, would you like to do a television show based on your first book called Starting a Microbusiness? Well, you know, what do you think I said? I'll think about it. No, are you kidding? Of course I do. So that was about a year and a half ago, February of 2012, recorded in front of a live studio audience at Kent State University here in Ohio, an hour long. Actually, it was 90 minutes the first time, an hour long. Mm-hmm. Television program, and it is now available for PBS stations to run if they want to pick it up, but it's also available in DVD form at my website, which is Microbusiness for Teens. And we also, PBS station just decided they would put it out on YouTube, which is kind of exciting. So that was just very recently in just this summer of 2013. So it's nice that now this television program is available for anybody to watch at any time as a YouTube video. So it's very exciting as a way to get out my message about how a teenager can start and run their own microbusiness successfully. And, of course, probably about half of my shows on the Dollar and Cents show will probably be geared toward running a microbusiness.
Wonderful. So tell us about, you know, this show. And when we talked about you, the possibility of you hosting your own show, we kind of went back and forth about some different ideas. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the format and what you were going to be doing with this. So part of it, like you said, is going to be, you know, geared for teens. So any of you listening that have, you know, teens, and I mean, it can be younger children, even mm-hmm. not necessarily if you're, you know, although we do have a homeschool network, but, you know, anyone out there can listen to this from all over the world. You know, it's podcasts, it's internet radio. So just anybody who's interested in running a business. And I have to tell you, Carol, with your micro business books, I have them, and you have so many good principles that I adapted some for my business, and I thought, wow, I'm not doing this. you know, I'm the idea person. I don't like the business plan, but it's great because it does map out some things. But so you are going to do some things on that, but what else? Tell us about, you know, your show.
I actually had a lot of fun trying to figure out, you know, shows and scheduling them and what topics I wanted to cover. Believe it or not, Felice, I have topics covered between now, we're talking here, September 2013, until a year from now, August 2014. And I thought, oh, man, I actually thought about doing a couple different shows, and instead, at least right now, we're going to put them under this one umbrella called Dollars and Cents. So like mm-hmm. I said, about half the shows will be about microbusiness. And although obviously the books I wrote are called Microbusiness for Teens, it can apply to anybody who wants to start their own small, tiny business, either on the side or part-time or whatever, because these principles are the same. I'm going to gear it towards teenagers, but a lot of parents buy my books and get something out of it too. So that's what we're going to start with. We're going to start with some episodes on that. Then it puts us kind of right into Christmas. I want to do at least one show talking about, let's be dollar cents at Christmas. I'm going to call it Unplug the Christmas Machine. Mm-hmm. Then I want to go into my homeschool CPA mode, which is helping homeschool groups and homeschool leaders. And a lot of us who homeschool are part of a group. So even if you're not leading it, just understanding group dynamics, and in particular my area of expertise is the money and the finances in a co-op, or some, you know, how to run a successful co-op, those kind of programs. And then I have, and these things are all, of course, subject to change, but it will happen at some time, probably in early 2014. I want to do a series of shows on how to teach your kids about managing money. And I did one of these for one of your Ultimate Homeschool Expos, and it was a lot of fun, and I thought, I'm going to flesh that out a little bit. I'm going to share a lot of resources mm-hmm. about how you can teach your kids about money, what principles you need to teach them, and what some of the tools are to teach them. I'm going to take it at different stages, you know, the little preschoolers and kindergartners first, then the elementary kids, and then probably a third show with the older junior and senior high kids, what you can teach them about managing money. And then it's time for tax season, so I want to talk about tax breaks for homeschoolers, and I want to talk about taxes for teenagers. Again, my emphasis is on equipping teenagers to not just start their own microbusiness, but manage the money that's coming into their lives, and a big part of that is understanding taxes, teaching them to be the grown-ups that they're going to become soon.
Can I jump in and say yuck? You know how I feel about doing
I know, but
Carol knows how I'm
important stuff.
But yeah, it is important stuff, and I do keep, you know, pretty good records. But Carol knows that that is not my gifting, and I have a separate bookkeeper and a CPA. So
yeah.
At least I'm good for that part of the house. Carol, I'm going to jump in right now, and I just had to say that. You know, Carol and I are friends, so she knows, you know, knows a little bit about me. So, but we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back after this break.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Micro Business for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Micro Business for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own micro businesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Well, hi and welcome. Thank you for staying with us. I've been talking to Carol Topp, CPA with the Dollar and Cents Show. We've been talking about some of her show topics and what's coming up. So if you're listening in the archives, welcome. This is a little bit about Carol telling us about her show, as well as encouraging you to go to the show page and find out more about it. And the name of Carol's show is Dollars and Cents, and you can find Carol. Give us your website, Carol.
Well, I'm probably going to have a couple of them, Felice, to direct people to, but one that's pretty popular is Homeschool CPA, because I am a CPA, a certified public accountant, and I did homeschool my kids. And the other one is microbusinessforteens.com. Those are both great places, and I'll have connections to the radio show on either one of those.
Wonderful. And on the show page, the way the site's set up is there is a list of all of the archive shows, so you can listen that way. And the exciting thing is you can either follow with an RSS feed that is a direct link to those shows. If you don't want to download them all and you just want to play them on the Internet, you can do that, as well as bringing them in with some kind of a podcast player, such as apps, which I'm really excited. I've been finding all these really great podcast apps that you can, some of them are for purchase and some are free. And of course, iTunes does have an app for podcasts, so you can listen through an iTunes stream, and you'll be able to look up Dollars and Cents on any of those feeds and find it. So that will be coming up, you know, as we record this, our site is not even live, but as you're listening to this, the site will be live, and so that will be available. So, you know, Carol, you were telling us some things that you are going to be doing upcoming in the years, you know, and also you have some seminars that people can purchase that are longer than your radio show. So first, tell me about how long will your radio show be?
I think I'm thinking about 30 minutes, but it kind of depends on how much information I want to share. Probably between 30 minutes, maybe 45, and I'm doing it every other Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So if I find that I've got too much to share, we might talk about going weekly, but at this point I thought every other week was kind of manageable for me with you know, my hands in lots of other projects. So.
Right.
Every other
Wonderful.
Week, Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, Dollars and Cents.
Wonderful. And if you do come live, you can ask questions, and that's one of another nice feature that there is a chat room as well as a Q&A box so that you can type in those questions in there and hit enter. They can either have your name and your, you know, where you're calling from or where you're listening from on the website. Or they can be anonymous, and then Carol can take those questions during the live events. If you can't join the live events, you're welcome to listen in the archives. And again, we talked about those streaming methods that are, you know, to me, it's like the wonders of, you know, the Internet. It's such a blessing to be able to have, you know, that stream in. Because with hosting my own shows, I'm not going to be able to listen to a lot of live shows, but definitely, I'm considering making those shows part of my kids' home education. So that's something to think about as well. You have to be sometimes creative on course codes. But I have two children taking business classes right now, and you know, this is definitely going to be part of their syllabus and what's required. So I'm looking forward to that. So thank you, Carol, for providing school for my kids.
You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, probably about 10 or so actively, and most of them are weekly or sometimes only every other week. But I get a lot of great information on podcasts, and the information is more up-to-date, more recent, you know, than reading a book about a topic or something like that. So, yeah, I'd encourage people to start checking out podcasts. I download them into iTunes, although I'm interested in your app. You might have to do a show just on that, Felice. And I usually put them on my iPod and go out and take a walk every morning and listen to a podcast. I did today. So
wonderful. And then you also have full-length seminars that people can purchase, and I'm sure that will be available on your website. But you talked about the one unplugging the Christmas machine, and I know that you did a one-hour session for me on that. That was really wonderful. You gave really good tips about saving money during the holidays and also some real inventive ways of, you know, blessing others without spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. What I'm trying to do on this show is share a lot of the knowledge that I have come across, partially because I'm an accountant, but I'm also a trained budget counselor with Crown Financial Ministries, and I've been involved with Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace at my church as a teacher. And so I have a lot of a heart for the personal finance stuff, and then, of course, being an accountant, I understand the business and the taxes and stuff like that, and then having homeschooled my kids, I cared a lot about what kind of information they were learning about managing their money, managing it well, and I'm looking forward to, like I said, a couple of these series I'm doing, a couple in a row. There's one I even want to do, Felice, on career exploration for high school
kids. That'd be great. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's about dollars, but it really is, because we don't want to waste money having them study the wrong thing in college or go to college when they don't need to or the wrong career. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm really looking forward to doing some of these shows for folks.
Well, I'm excited as well. And, you know, it really is a blessing to have you, especially someone of your caliber, Carol. And when I talk to people, even if I know them really well, I always learn something new. And I had no idea that you were involved with Crown Financial Ministries, because that was a book I bought long ago. I think it was before it was Crown. It was something else. I know we have several of Dave Ramsey's books floating around here. And, you know, just a really good, sound program. So I didn't even know you did that, Carol. Learned something new today.
Yeah, a little more in my past. I haven't done much recently unless my pastor calls and says, will you meet with this person? But, there's still some times when I get a phone call or somebody needing a little bit of help. And there's, you know, at least I'm a resource to help to point people to where they can go for help if I'm not actively doing budget counseling or financial counseling at this point. So.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is you do consult, and that's something that was an outcrop of your businesses. And so, you know, in your series, I'm sure you'll be pointing people to some sort of, other thinking outside of the box in your business model. And so you do consult on several different aspects of, like, for the CPA part of the house with setting up co-ops and things like that. You do it more from the perspective of the business or financial structure, correct?
Sure, yeah. Although, you know, anytime you do stuff like this, Felice, or write a book, you learn a whole lot about marketing. So I don't consider myself a marketing expert. I'm still learning a lot. But, yeah, mostly the consultations I do are with people who are running a homeschool organization. That's a biggie. Or some or authors, you know, and writers who needed some consultation about, you know, running their writing business or their blog or their book project, something like that. And then, of course, the kids who are starting a micro business, and sometimes, I have speaking engagements, and I kind of, you know, talk to them then or email, or it's going to be great. What I like to do on a lot of my blogs is to answer the questions that I get asked. I put it out as a Q&A on my blog, so that's a way that lots of people can benefit from one person asking a question.
Very good, very good. Well, Carol, I cannot wait for the site launch. And again, as you're listening to this in the archives, our site will be in the works and already launched. And so you will want to listen to the Dollars and Cents Show with Carol Topp. Thank you so much for joining me today, Carol. And most of all, thank you for saying yes to doing the show.
Well, thanks for organizing it on the back end, Felice. You kind of make it easy for us just to dial in and talk about what we're interested in. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.